An Institute for Theological Partnerships open lecture. The Church and Gay Marriage. West Downs Conference Centre, University of Winchester, Wednesday 13th of March 2013, from 6:30 until 8:30 p.m. The open invitation has this to say by way of introduction. In the light of recent political and religious debate, the Institute welcomes the opportunity for informed theological debate on this issue. We are very pleased to welcome Professor Adrian Thatcher, a renowned international scholar whose work on the place of Christian marriage in society has been groundbreaking. The lecture will open up a rich theology of Christian marriage based in Scripture and in the developing Christian traditions of thought. It will examine the cases for and against the extension of marriage to couples of the same sex and conclude that partnerships of same-sex couples can and do exemplify marital values, and so should be recognized and celebrated as marriages. Professor Adrian Thatcher is a visiting professor in the Department of Theology and Religion at the University of Exeter, and was formerly Professor of Applied Theology at University College Plymouth, St. Mark and John. He is editor of Modern Believing. His most recent books are Making Sense of Sex, published by SBCK in 2012, God, Sex and Gender by Wiley Blackwell, 2011, and The Savage Text, The Uses and Abuses of the Bible, published by Wiley Blackwell in 2008. He is currently editing the Oxford Handbook of Theology, Sexuality and Gender. He is an active member of the Anglican Church. Adrian Thatcher develops his ideas on theology of gay marriage. The overall tone, I would say, is critical, even cynical, about the current Christian view of marriage, even about Christianity itself. With his permission, I have recorded Adrian's lecture and the questions that follow. I split the recording into three parts. The first part looks at ideas he tells us were current in biblical times. The second part considers developing Christian views of marriage from the beginning of the Christian era up to the present day, and the third part records questions and answers after the conclusion of the lecture.